Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly. Live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric, 24-hour breaking news center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather. 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little, and thousands turn out for the protests in downtown Dallas. KRLD's Russell Scott was there finding the needle in the haystack.
Freedom, no human is illegal. Those are some of the... Freedom and justice for all, no human is illegal. Those are some of the signs that I'm seeing. There was one lone Trump flag on the corner of Irvine and Young, the only counter-protester that I saw.
I'm just here to witness this, and that was the fourth person that told me to f*** off, basically.
Few people did get overcome by the heat. EMS had to call in an extra ambulance to help treat those people. At Dallas City Hall, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Oh, it was hot. It was hot, to be sure. Governor Abbott has less than a week to decide the fate of about 1,000 bills passed by the state legislature. KRLD's Chris Fox has more on some of the controversial ones.
The deadline for Governor Abbott, June 22nd. That's when he must sign bills into law, veto them, or let them become law unsigned. So far, he signed 374 bills, including school choice vouchers, $8 billion in additional school funding, and bail reform provisions. But there are some high-profile ones still in limbo. Among those, Senate Bill 3, banning all THC products, Senate Bill 8, mandating sheriffs work with Homeland Security on deportations, and Senate Bill 10 to require the Ten Commandments in all public school classrooms. Governor Abbott will be in Denton today signing property tax relief, Senate Bill 4. That will be ultimately up to the voters to decide in November. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A man is dead in Parker County after being shot by an off-duty Arlington police officer yesterday. Now, the officer owns a warehouse in Weatherford where police say that officer was trying to stop a burglary. Investigators have not said much about this, but video from the scene shows an SUV with 3 bullet holes on the driver's side of the windshield. Arlington PD says its officer is on routine leave while the investigation moves forward.
You maybe heard it said that nothing good happens after midnight. Dallas police are investigating a deadly shooting in Deep Ellum. It happened late Saturday night into early Sunday morning, just after 12:30 a.m. Officers found a man shot and killed inside a pickup truck behind businesses on South Hall Street. Investigators say the driver of the truck, the guy who owned the truck, had stepped out of the truck, and another man jumped into the driver's seat. The driver then ran back and opened fire, killing him. Police say the case may go to a grand jury, depending on what the investigation uncovers.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
New this morning, the Reuters reports the U.S. aircraft carrier, the USS Nimitz, is now moving from the South China Sea toward the Middle East. On the 10th anniversary of their father coming down the golden escalator, Eric and Don Jr. announced Trump mobile phone service with devices made in America. While the No Kings protest drew millions across the United States, Texas rallies, especially in Dallas and Fort Worth, stood out for staying calm. No arrests, no clashes, just passionate, sweaty crowds making their voices heard. In stark contrast, L.A. saw tear gas. A Utah protest ended in deadly gunfire.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
20 minutes, a nonstop news begins right now here on KRLD. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show. It's 7:23.
23 minutes after 7, I'm John Little. A big-name Democrat may challenge U.S. Senator John Cornyn's re-election bid next year. Former Congressman Colin Allred tells NBC5 he's seriously considering it.
I think there's a hunger out there. People come to me all the time. We're looking for somebody who will fight, yes, fight for our values, fight for our Constitution, fight for our country, fight for things we share, but then also remind us of the things that we do agree on.
Allred noncommittal on when an announcement could possibly come. A man who kidnapped a woman from a truck stop in Dallas last year is going to federal prison.
Prosecutors say 28-year-old Nason Hazard of Austin was at a Dallas truck stop in August of 2024 when 25-year-old Clea Zingari got into the cab. There was security camera video of the incident. Investigators were also able to track his cell phone, which showed him going to the town of Pittsburgh in East Texas. Zingari's body was found there in a field several days later. A jury convicted Hazard of kidnapping leading to death. He's been sentenced to life in federal prison, and there is no possibility of parole. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, it's 7:24 now, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Well, congratulations all. We made it through the weekend. There are a lot of things going on out there. And the market got really defensive. You saw selling on Friday. If for no other reason than we had absolutely no clue what was going to happen over the weekend, whether it's on the streets of the United States of America or in the Middle East or with tariff news or whatever. Just lots of balls in the air. But the fact is, we've made it through, and the events of the last 3 or 4 days in the Middle East have overshadowed what we thought probably would be the big story this week. That's the Wednesday meeting of the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee meeting. Well, of course, the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee probably can't do much because they don't know exactly what the outcome of all of the above is going to be. So the sense is they'll probably do nothing. But that said, interest rates are tweaking a little bit higher today, 4.43%. We've got several stories that we're watching out there this morning. The U.S. Steel and Nippon deal after a year and a half looks like it's about over with. That's $11 billion in new investments that are coming here. More trouble in the retail market. Coppell-based At Home Group, which has probably 250 stores spread across the country, has filed for Chapter 11 reorganization. Now, they've reorganized. They've cut a deal with the lenders, and they're coming out of the reorganization pretty soon, but they're going to be lighter. They'll probably close, speculation is, at least 50 stores. This is a retailer, by the way, that's been around for a long time. If you don't know At Home Group, well, you probably should. Like I say, they're a national retailer, but they started out as Garden Ridge or Garden Ridge Pottery probably 40 years ago, and have moved through several things. But they're just the latest retailers had trouble. We've seen Container Store, Big Lots nationally, had filed for bankruptcy. And it's the same story as Neiman Marcus. Neiman Marcus was taken private. They had a bunch of debt. They couldn't handle the debt. Same thing happened with At Home Group. Crude's down 79 cents, $70.50, despite some rattling that the Strait of Hormuz may be closed down. Gold's down $20 on calming Middle East tensions, and interest rates are slightly higher. Stocks look higher across the board. That would be up 280 if we open right now. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
726 here at News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And based on a new survey, a majority of Americans seem unhappy with the tariff wars.
Mark Hamrick is Bankrate Senior Economic Analyst.
65% said these increased taxes on imported foreign goods will have a negative impact on their personal finances, and 4 in 10 said they would greatly worsen their finances.
Their big concern about tariffs is inflation, he says.
Adding to upward pressure on prices, but also injecting downside risk to growth in the job market. And indeed, we've seen a slowing job market.
56% say they believe the economy is in the wrong direction. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Yeah, as Iran and Israel trade strikes, oil prices swinging by the hour. Ray Trevino with Pecos County Country Operating in Fort Worth tells NBC5 the effect of the gas pump usually follows a few weeks behind.
I would expect gasoline prices to go up a little bit. Oil prices have already gone up about 6 to 10%, depending on the time of the day. So this is just something very fluid that we're going to continue to watch.
Trevino also warns North Texas drivers to be on the lookout for short-term price gouging if tensions keep rising. But again, as David mentioned, oil down about $1 a barrel today, near $72 a barrel.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up.
Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.